This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Who knew that a thumbs up would become one of the most recognizable of international hieroglyphs? Never before has humanity been able to say so much with so little. Enter the emoticons. With these little symbols, we're able to communicate the vast range and subtlety of human emotion, evaluate our interest, announce our disdain, or even our pleasure. Imagine, if you will, that we applied the emoticon to actual life circumstances. Walking down the road, I give a thumbs up to show approval for someone eating their lunch, or I display a red frowny face when overhearing a conversation in passing, or I hug myself when hearing something nice or eating something yummy. I would surely gain followers, some police officers, maybe an investigator or two, perhaps even a therapist. Not at all that pleasant. How has emoticon shorthand changed our relationships? Perhaps a question best answered by a social anthropologist. Still, as a shepherd, I do have some thoughts. The Lord said of Abraham, Avraham Ohave, recorded in Isaiah 41 and verse 8, these two words are often translated as Abraham, my friend. Slightly differently, Abraham, my beloved. Or a little deeper, Abraham, whom I embrace. The word translated friend, ahav, means to love, desire, breathe after, beloved, or friend. And it has the connotation of an embrace. The Word of God says that Abraham walked with God, Genesis 17, verse 1. Abraham had relationship with the Lord. They walked and talked and interacted and lived together. Apart from emoticons, real, personal, emotional, and intimate. Social media has already radically changed human relationships. During the pandemic, many of our relationships were reduced to emoticons, text messages, and even social distant interaction. But it has rekindled in many of us a strong desire for the closeness of a handshake, a friendly embrace, and even crowded congregational fellowship. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 15, verses 12 through 17, Jesus calls us friends. Those he embraces, just as the Father called Abraham his friend. As our Emmanuel, Jesus is ever present with us in living and loving relationship. When speaking these words, Jesus was reclining with the disciples at the Passover meal, close. They were sharing food. They were remembering the Exodus. He was teaching. They were sharing communion over the bread and the cup. They were creating the embrace of friendship. Emoticon approval, in most cases, keeps a distance between us. Yet in so many other instances, they introduce a door to a deeper communication, leading to a real embrace, a real friendship, with living faces, living emotions, and that living experience of the human dynamic and friendship. I have many friendships that started with those approvals, those little emoticon approvals on a social media post that really began beautiful relationships. While social media has a place in modern society, it cannot and should not replace living, breathing, social interaction. And what many of us are most certain of is that it will not. In these days, we are seeing a renewal, a revival of a desire for people to have a real, intimate relationship with God, to know Him, and to know the power of His presence in their lives. And I pray that we all live this and see this, not only across our nation, but throughout the world, in Jesus' name. Friends, this was Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.